AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, 82-year-old Paul Pelosi, has had surgery for a skull fracture. He also has severe injuries to his right arm and hands after being attacked with a hammer by a man who broke into the family home early this morning in San Francisco. The man was arrested by police who arrived at the home as the two were tussling over the hammer. Vice President Kamala Harris.
This was an act of extreme violence, and I think we're looking at a time in our country where there is so much discourse that is fueled by hate and division.
The suspect, David DePepe, faces a number of charges. He appears to have made racist and often rambling posts online, including some that question the results of the 2020 election, defended former President Donald Trump, and echoed QAnon conspiracy theories. A key U.S. inflation gauge stayed at a high 6.2% in September. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department report shows consumer prices up 6.2% in September over a year earlier. The report also shows consumers spent more last month, even after adjusting for inflation, up 0.6% from August to September.
The S&P posted its first back-to-back weekly gain, up 93 on the day. The Dow jumped 828 points. Former President Donald Trump lashes out at the judge handling the New York Attorney General's fraud lawsuit against him and his company. Trump calling the judge vicious, biased, and mean in a social media post just days before the case's first court hearing. A shooting outside a Pittsburgh church where a funeral was being held for a gunshot victim leaves six people wounded, including one in critical condition. The service was being live-streamed, and the video showed several people screaming, ducking for cover as the shots rang out. It wasn't clear if any of the shots went into the church. Police say no arrests have been made, and it's too early to know if the shooting was related to the funeral. This is AP News. Protesters again confront police in a city in southeastern Iran.
Zahedan has seen weeks of unrest amid nationwide demonstrations after the September death of a woman, Mahsa Amini, detained by the country's morality police. Activists estimate that in Zahedan alone, nearly 100 people have been killed since a rally there on September 30 set off a violent police response. Videos of the protests around the city's Grand Mosque purportedly included the sound of gunfire. The internet advocacy group NetBlox says it appears online access has been disrupted in the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Colorado businessman Timothy Shea found guilty of siphoning hundreds of thousands of dollars from an online fundraiser to build a wall along the border with Mexico. He and his three partners promised donors every cent would go toward that wall. Two others pleaded guilty. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was also charged. He was pardoned by Trump. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.